540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A winter weather advisory remains active until 6 tonight as another round of snow moves through the region. Expect about an inch of snow and strong winds up to 50 miles an hour, which will cause blowing and drifting and may cut visibility. The impacted areas include Milwaukee, Racine, Kenosha, and Walworth counties. Drivers are urged to slow down and use caution. We'll get a look at the latest coming up in the forecast. If you're already done with it, you can toss it out now. The City of Milwaukee's tree pickup service is up and running through January 31st. You're supposed to place undecorated, unbagged trees at your regular alley or curb spot and request collection online. You can use the Milwaukee.gov website, the MKE app, or by calling DPW. You can also drop off real trees at city drop-off centers during open hours. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Flu cases are picking up in southeastern Wisconsin, swapping holiday cheer for coughs and fevers. The State Department of Health Services reports moderate and rising respiratory illness activity. Doctors warn lower vaccination rates plus a new bug creates a perfect storm, especially risky for kids after two recent pediatric deaths. Health experts urge hand washing and staying home when sick. A 17-year-old from Milwaukee is accused of calling Waukesha County Dispatch Friday night, saying he was outside the courthouse with a gun and that he planned to shoot a deputy. The threat happened at just after 6:30 that night, and it put the Justice Center on lockdown. However, deputies found no one there. They later tracked the teen to his home, arrested him, and booked him into the Waukesha County Jail on swatting, terroristic threats, and felony bail jumping charges. And if you're looking for something for the family this week, the Milwaukee County Zoo has you covered. This week is Frosty Free Week. That means daytime admission is free for everyone thanks to Generac. Parking and some attractions still cost extra. Zoo officials say it's a good time to check out the new rhino and hippo habitats. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at waukradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
A reset for the Packers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers in meetings today, reviewing what went wrong in their 41-24 loss to the Ravens at Lambeau Field. I talked to Packers running back Josh Jacobs.
I think we all got to look in the mirror. I mean, from the top down, coaches included, I think we got to look in the mirror and, you know, have a reality check on, you know, what we need to do to either give more or, you know, or to do more for this team. The things that we need to fix and go ahead and correct them.
The Packers and Vikings game has been moved to a noon start this Sunday at U.S. Bank Stadium. NBA, the Bucks in Charlotte tonight to take on the Hornets. Milwaukee with a 112-103 win over the Bulls Saturday. It was Giannis' first game back from a calf injury, playing limited minutes.
We wanted to save minutes in the first half so we can have him three rotations in the second half. I mean, he obviously hated that. I think the second time we took him out, I thought he was going to go nuts. But it is what it is.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be very windy with blowing snow likely today, becoming partly cloudy by this afternoon with a high of 24. That wind today, northwest at 25 to 35, gusting to 45. Tonight down to 11. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, more light snow with a high of 28. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 22.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.